Santa Maria Magdalena. The exact origin of the construction of the parochial church Santa Maria Magdalena is unknown, but it is attributed to the Gothic Renaissance style from mid-16th century. This is shown by its prismatic head, the wall's buttresses, the internal details from the decoration, and the starred vault that covers the interior. The structure consists of a single nave and an under-accentuated transept. The building preserves the original Gothic chapel with a ribbed vault between the presbytery and the transept by the gospel's side that corresponds with the temple's original construction. The main nave is covered by a starred vault that replaces the original ribbed one, which is noticeable due to the elevation on the exterior wall. Originally, the main entrance would have been situated at the foot of the church, but it was covered as the tower on the occidental wall was built and a new entry was opened under a portico on the south side. That has, since then, become the access to the temple. From the inside, the trace of a big oculus can be distinguished where the old entry would have been located. Subsequent to the tower is the current sacristy, adhered to the south side of the church. The main altarpiece has Romanist traces from mid-17th century, on which two painters intervened. One painted the main linens of San Pedro and San Pablo, using cold and acid colours, while the other created the minor paintings that show some Italianate ways. The transept's tableaux are entirely Baroque. Two fine paintings of Santa Barbara and San Isidro stand out. The altarpiece of San Jose, with baby Jesus, contains a sculpture of both their figures crafted with outstanding dynamism and coloration. The Cristo del Consuelo is another singular example of Baroque exaggeration, aligning with the religious rural stone.